It was great, Mark. You know,
a man in a box.
Yeah, the whole interview was that. Are we recording?
Yeah.
Do you want to take your coat off, Ali? Are you all right?
Oh, on a zip. Here we go. Oh, much better.
That's what I'm talking about. You see, well done. Lovely.
Yeah. So is this going to be later today or?
This is probably going to go out. What day are we? Wednesday? Maybe tomorrow? Possibly.
Okay.
We'll see.
Right,
I get told off by Eloise because I never introduce my guests on the interview. So I will have to say. I have Weird Al Yankovic with me in the studio.
Oh, well, hello.
What a surprise.
I can't believe I'm here.
We do the show four nights a week, and it's kind of a phone-in show, so we get a lot of weirdos phoning up.
So I need to be here the next three nights? Is that how it works?
If that's okay.
Yeah, I'll be back. No problem.
They didn't tell you that.
Yeah.
And we had a whole 30-minute discussion last night, an argument with one of my callers who's phoned up, Katia. She's Belgian.
I know her, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, she claims that you pronounce your name wrong. She's going, it's Yankovic. I said, no. I know for a fact it's Yankovic. And she was furious that you pronounce your name wrong.
Yes, I pronounce it wrong on purpose, just to upset her. I know it irks her, and that I live to irk Katia.
So can we just say, once and for all, for Katia, it's Weird Al Yankovic. That's what we're dealing
with.
That's
what I prefer, yes.
That's what you're going to get, sir.
Well, thank you.
It's your
Thanks
first...
for making... It's all about me, after all.
Well, it kind of is. This is your first tour of the UK.
I think she's pronouncing her name wrong. I think it was Katia. Okay, Katia.
That'll learn her. Your first tour of the UK, is it your
it
first
is.
Time to the UK?
No, I've been to the UK a couple times for a holiday, but it's been a long time, and this is, in fact, the first time I've played anywhere in Europe.
Yeah. Why? Why have you waited so long?
You know, I just wanted to wait until people were just, like, screaming, where's Al? When is Al coming? Building up the expectation, that's part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You wait 25, 30 years, and people, you know, they start really wanting to show up.
Well, I don't know if you've heard about the student protests that have been taking place recent weeks. There have been riots, kids have been arrested because it's taking too long for you to come over, sir.
Yeah, I apologize for that, and hopefully, once I've done the shows here in town, I think the rioting will calm down. People will just, you know, they'll get over it.
Well, they'll get over the Yankovic Viva that's sweeping the nation. Now, listen, the reason I know of you, there's two reasons why I first became aware of you. The first one is I am a huge Monkees fan, and you opened for the Monkees, didn't you? In about like 87.
Me and Jimi Hendrix.
I know. Did you last more than 12 dates though?
Yeah, I went for the whole tour. That was really, you know, it was an early tour, and I'm glad I did it. But it was a good thing to keep my ego in check because, you know, everywhere that we went, the buses would pull up, and I'd get off, and these girls would surround me, go, Al, where's Davy Jones staying? Oh, yeah, right there, room 305.
That is the same thing that Hendrix had, wasn't it? He's playing Foxy Lady, and they're all going, Davy!
Right.
But you
didn't
flip the bird and do any of that.
No, I'm a professional. Unlike Jimmy, who's just a hack.
Jimi Hendrix, most overrated guitar player in the world, do you not think? I think he's lousy. All that playing it with his teeth, anyone can do that. Use your fingers and a plectrum.
He can't even open for the Monkees correctly.
So and also the other reason I became aware of you is the excellent film, which I don't know if it really made it over here, but I got a dodgy video of it, UHF.
No, it is in fact a dodgy film, so you got a pristine video, I think.
But it's a brilliant film. I thought it was hilarious when I saw
it.
Well,
thank you. I'm glad. Yeah, you were the one that saw it, so I'm glad to finally meet you.
I think I may be the only person in the UK that has seen it. But it is. Have you done any other movies?
No, not really. I mean, I've appeared in movies.
Naked Gun.
I was in all three Naked Gun movies, actually, and a few things like that. But that's the only movie that I've written and starred in.
How did you get the Naked Gun gig?
I knew Robert K. Weiss, who he had actually co-directed some of my videos early on.
Yeah.
And when I found out that he was doing a movie based on the TV show Police Squad. Did you get the Police Squad?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite all-time TV
Super
show.
Superb program.
And when I found out they were doing a movie based on that, I said, Bob, I don't care if I'm doing craft services. I don't care if I'm in the crowd scene. I don't care. Just put me in that movie someplace. And he told the directors, and they were... They wrote me into the movie.
Fantastic! Did you get to work with Leslie Nielsen?
I did.
Because you know he's passed on in the last couple of days, just because you weren't aware of that.
Very sad. Yeah. No, I was in four movies with Leslie, all three Naked Gun movies, and Spy Hard, which was a lovely
Spy Hard. Yes,
movie.
I saw Spy Hard.
I did the opening theme on
that. Wow.
But yeah, Leslie, I didn't have any actual scenes with Leslie, but I got to hang out with him on the set, and very sweet. He had the I don't know if you heard about this. He's got like a hand. I guess you call it a fart machine, or like a little noisemaker.
Yeah.
So he loved. I mean, it got a little old after a while, but he loved it. In any conversation with Leslie, at some point he would like surreptitiously, you know, just break it out. Like, you know, I
Fantastic.
Really enjoyed the curry here last night. You know.
Well, Well, bless him. So listen, let's talk about the you got the tour and the greatest hits. The essential Weird Al Yankovic.
Well, can you really call it the essential? Because really everything I've ever released is essential. So I don't, yeah, it feels like it's like false advertising almost.
But this is kind of a gateway. And then, of course, the fans will then go onto Amazon and buy everything
yes,
that you've...
the entire Al oeuvre.
How many albums are there?
In the world?
Yes.
Oh, millions.
Okay,
they're all over the place.
Let's narrow it down a little bit. How many have you made?
Oh, well, in terms of different albums.
Yes.
I think 12 studio albums. I'm working on the 13th right
Jeez.
Now. And there have been several kind of cheesy compilations, but there have been a few.
Yeah. Do you know, are all the songs pastiches, or as we call piss takes?
Well, half of the songs are parodies.
Yeah, and parodies. Okay, that's
here's the thing. There are parodies and there are pastiches, because the parodies are based on specific other songs,
yep.
But I do pastiches as well, which would be original songs done in the style of other artists.
Okay.
So I do that as well.
And where would you fit piss takes into that anywhere? Are they...
Well, let me get the Venn diagram out here. There's a subset of the... yes, there's some... And sometimes I'm just taking the mickey.
Yeah. Oh, God. Jesus. You've mentioned Venn diagrams. You can come in anytime. It's my favorite two words are the Venn and the diagram.
Mine too.
So how do you get... I'm trying to work out how you do it and how you find it fresh and how you keep making the songs funny after doing 13 albums.
It's tough. It's hard to not just start repeating myself and just writing more songs about food and Amish people.
The big hit, I guess, over here was Eat It, wasn't it? The Michael Jackson Beat It.
I guess so. I mean, White and Nerdy, I think, was my all-time most popular. Maybe that wasn't as popular in the UK, but that was my biggest selling and highest charting song to date, actually. I'm no longer officially the Eat It guy. I am the White and Nerdy guy.
There you go. Fantastic. And did you do a song about eBay?
I did.
Because that kind of did the rounds on, when you get sent funny emails. That did the rounds for a while.
That kind of became big on the on the internet. That wasn't ever officially released as a single, but that actually wound up being one of my biggest songs.
Yeah, and when you do a Weird Al concert, I've paid my money, I haven't, I'm hoping to get a freebie. I scratch your back, you scratch mine.
I've got connections, I can see what I can do for you.
You know someone who's working on the show,
yeah.
Do you? Lovely.
I got people who know people, who know me.
I come into the places you're playing, and we'll do the business in a second. What is a Weird Al show going to consist of?
Well, it's a long show, so make sure you go to the bathroom before the show,
okay.
Because like... You know, if you go in the middle of the show, you're going to miss something.
Do you do that
and
thing?
If you go in your seat, it's just disgusting. Please, I don't recommend that.
Do you do that thing? I've seen it happen at concerts where they go, I've been to a Crosby, Stills and Nash concert, which is a lot of fun. But whenever they go, here's a new one from Nash, that's when everyone gets up and goes to the
right,
bathroom.
The bathroom break. Yeah, fortunately, one of the nicest things about my career is people actually do care about my new material.
Good. Okay, good.
So it's not like a bathroom break. Like, here's something from the new album. Like, there's not an exodus.
Do you want a drink?
Down the aisle, right. No, but so you asked about the live show.
I mean,
it is, in fact, a live rock and roll show with the same band that I've had for the last 500 years.
Jeez, wow.
Yeah, we're very old.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of film clips running behind us.
Yeah.
And also interstitially while we go off, because there's also a lot of costume changes.
Yeah.
Very theatrical. There's a lot of production. I hope you do come, and then you can come back and say, I couldn't believe it. Al blew my mind.
I couldn't believe my eyes. So, and there's the whole band, and it's, I'm imagining it's quite a tight, because quite often you think, comedy songs, it's going to be a little bit sloppy, but is it proper rock and roll?
People sometimes assume that because it's funny that, you know, there's somehow not as much musicianship involved.
Yeah.
When in fact, the opposite is true, because you have to know what you're doing in order to be able to tweak it. So they are really, really excellent musicians, and they've been able to nail really every genre I've thrown at them.
Let's do the dates of where you're going to be. You're in Birmingham tomorrow. So this, if we'll mention this on the radio, on the show tonight, if this doesn't go out tonight. You're in Birmingham tomorrow. Friday, you're at the Manchester Academy. Sunday, the 5th, you're in Minehead at All Tomorrow's Parties. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be good. And then Monday, the 6th of December, you're at the London Forum.
I am.
So that, which is a nice venue.
That's all accurate. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Have you checked any of these places out yet? Do you know what you've let yourself in for?
Apparently, they have a stage and a PA system, so we know that much.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
You had a TV series as well, didn't you?
A while back, yeah. It was a Saturday morning show for kids called The Weird Al Show.
It was a kids show.
It was.
I didn't realize. And how did that work? What did you do?
Well, it was, you know, I wanted to make it just kind of wacky and fun for kids. And the network had a different idea. They wanted it to be part of their educational programming. So it was kind of...
Really?
Weird Al does
Sesame Street.
Well, it wasn't quite that, but it was like they always wanted to make sure that every 10 seconds, like the viewer was learning something, which I have nothing against that, certainly. But I also wanted to be able to be funny and tell jokes and just be weird and wacky. And it was like I was always at odds with the network. So if you happen to get a DVD copy of the show, the commentary is actually funnier than the actual show because it's me and the director and the producer just griping about the network the whole time. Well, we wanted to do this, but we had to do this.
This is the thing with TV compared to like radio and live stuff. The TV, you're going through like 10, 15 producers and commissioners and you've got the head of the channel and then you've got the censors and all of this stuff. Whereas when we come and do the radio, it's me and Eloise.
Yeah.
And if we fuck up, you know, that's it. You can bleep that bit out. It's as simple as that.
Well, that's why I like doing the records, because that's really like all coming out of my head. Where when you do TV, it's at best you'd be the general of an army, and you know you hope for the best, but it's really always a compromise.
Your new album. When can we expect that? How long does it take you to do
it? Tuesday. It'll be out on Tuesday.
Really?
I don't know which Tuesday, but they always come out on Tuesday.
They come out on Mondays over here.
Oh, do they?
I think so. I'm not sure. I haven't bought a record.
You guys are crazy.
We're British.
Yeah.
Don't you know that? And what kind of stuff is going to be on it? What are you sort of working on?
Well, it's almost done, actually. I've got 11 out of the 12 songs done and in the can, and I'm still waiting to figure out what the 12th one's going to be, because ostensibly that would be the hit single.
Oh.
So I can't, and I'm not really at liberty to divulge what's on the album so far. But,
top secret.
But you'll be the first person I tell.
Weird Al being a little bit secretive there. I like it. I'm looking at the picture of your band here. He's rather a good-looking chap. Who's that?
That's Jim Chemo West. He's my guitar player.
Yeah, he's a good
guy. I'll tell you said that.
Yeah, please do. He looks a little bit like a young David Byrne. I'm married. Yeah. I'm happily married and stuff, but you know, just I have an
eye. He wears a big suit around the house, actually. So he'll be happy you said that.
He's doing all that kind of stuff. When you play in the States, how big are you in the States? I mean, are you playing
6 feet? Pretty much. Depends on my shoes.
Do you play? I mean, are you playing? Because you've been going for so long.
I know.
Are you playing arenas, or are you playing what kind of size venue?
I'm playing very, very, very small arenas.
So like clubs.
I play all sorts of different venues. I mean, I play theaters and smaller arenas. I mean, you know, a couple thousand people usually. Unless, you know, some of my biggest venues are actually fairs, county fairs, which isn't the hippest gig in the room.
No.
People make fun of it. But, I mean, I've played to like 20,000 people at a fair, which it looks like Woodstock. You can't even see the end of the crowd.
Yeah, that'll do. And it pays the bills.
Absolutely.
We've all taken the dirty dollar from time to time.
Corn dog money.
We've touched the devil's penis to pay. Of course we have. That's what this business is all about.
That's why I get into it.
To touch his penis. Who do you listen to when you're at home? What's your kind of musical?
Well, I listen. Well, you know, I've got a 7-year-old daughter at home, so not really my choice a lot
around
the
Bieber.
House. Well, she actually is. You know, she's got the Bieber fever. I got to tell you. So I've been exposed to the Bieber.
Have you done a Bieber song? Is there a Bieber
song? I haven't gotten my Bieber inoculation, I've been exposed. I might have a Bieber infection.
He's like 9 years old or something ridiculous, isn't he?
He's a little bit older than that, but
What if you had control of your CD player? What would you be listening to?
Oh, you know, a lot of my musical taste is actually a little quirky and off center. I know that's hard for you to believe, hard for you to even grasp that in your imagination. I don't want to give you a laundry list of band names, but yeah, I like a lot of bands that have a bit of a sense of humor. Actually.
Yeah. Okay. I'm so glad you're nice. Quite often you never know.
What were you expecting?
A complete asshole is what we were told. No, I kind of expected you to be like this, but you never know. When people come in, they can always be quite surly and let's just do the interview and get on with it. And you know, and you're as delightful as I was expecting you to be.
I'm trying to build up to surly.
Okay.
I start nice and I build up to surly.
Maybe that's what you should do to make it over here in the UK. Is you should just be a little bit grumpier, sunglasses.
Surly
know.
Al Yankovic.
Yeah, it's the way to go.
I'll work on that.
Does the Weird Al tag? Does that kind of get on your nose? Do you regret coming up with the weird thing?
You know, I regret that my parents named me Al. What were they thinking? Al? Come on! Why can't I be Weird Bob? Crazy.
Weird Al, it's a pleasure to meet you. After all these years, I hope the tour goes well. Do you get... I was going to say letters, but Christ, we live in 2010.
Letters?
Do you get like emails and tweets and Facebook comments?
I get the tweets. I get the Facebook,
Are you on the Twitter?
I am on Twitter. I've got 1.8 million people following me.
Sorry?
Yes, indeed. It's at Al Yankovic. Check it out.
That puts my 20,000 to shame. I was about to show off there. And we have 1.8 million. Jesus. And do you have many English fans kind of getting in touch saying...
I do. You know, that's one of the reasons why I figured it was time to do a UK tour. Because, you know, the last time I was here, which granted was some time ago, it was I couldn't find my own albums in the record stores. Right. But I know, like, from Twitter and from Facebook and various other on-site online portals that I do, in fact, have a big fan base here. Yeah. And I figured, well, I should go there.
Exactly. Embrace them. Fleece them for all that. Sell those t-shirts.
Yes, grope me. Let's exchange bodily fluids. Let's do this.
If you want to touch up Weird Al and exchange bodily fluids, he asked for that, so you're legally allowed to do it. He can't press charges. You've got Birmingham Academy, Manchester Academy. 5th of December, he's at Minehead at all tomorrow's parties. And Monday, the 6th of December, you're at the London Forum. We're going to play one of your songs from the CD. Which song would you like us to play?
Oh, well, let's play Trapped in the Drive-Thru, because that's 12 minutes long.
Oh, no, you haven't, have you? He asked for it. He asked for it. We're going to play a 12. I was at an open mic. I was at an open mic music night the other night with a friend of mine, Merton. You were with Merton, the chat roulette guy.
Yes, yes, yes.
I was with him, and he went to this open mic night, and you're allowed to do two songs each, right? Uh-huh. So everyone's getting up and doing these 2-3 minute songs about, oh, you broke my heart, I miss the sunshine. Then some guy gets up and says, I'm going to do Hurricane by Bob Dylan. Now, that's 12 minutes
right,
long,
right.
That song.
I'm going to do Inagata DeVito, followed by.
We will play that song for you, sir. Listen, best of luck on the tour. I hope it's a success.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Al. There we go. Let me...